All right, we are recording.
We are recording. Things are moving.
Audio levels.
We are doing this again. We will make this work. Okay. Ooh la la. Ooh la la. Ooh la la. Happy Friday, everybody. It is August 9th and the weekend thereof. I'm Abby Larico, joined as always by producer Dori Olmos.
Hello, everybody.
And this is an Abby Eats St. Louis Small Bite. We're back.
Back in your feeds.
It feels good to be back. As we mentioned a couple weeks ago to you guys, it's been a little bit of a crazy time here at Five on Your Side. Unfortunately, both of us do have a lot of other things we need to be doing.
If only we could do this full time.
If only the food was the only thing on our plate. Can you imagine?
Ooh, that'd be a very beautiful plate.
That would be the job goal. However, it is not. But we're happy to be back here. I just wanted to, before we kind of get started on things, give a shout out to the folks who have given us a great review on whatever podcast platform you listen to. Because I say great review because we've only gotten good reviews. We get the five stars. I love it. And that's really cool. And then we have another person who left us actually a review. It was TaxDude3 who says he really enjoys our casual approach to the food scene while showing a lot of passion for St. Louis. And he says I say he because it's TaxDude, so I don't know. They say small bites on upcoming food happenings are a super way to find out about food-related events in the area. And that's what we're here for. So thank you so much. We want to make sure that people are learning about us, hearing about us. So the best way to do that is leave us a review and a rating and tell all of your friends. You could be talking about something totally different and just say, hey, also, by the way, have you heard of Abby Eats St. Louis? Because it's a dope podcast.
We love hearing back from you guys.
We love that.
It's nice to know that we're not just speaking into nothing.
It is. Despite we get these numbers and we're super excited to see those numbers, but we also want to hear what you guys want to be hearing about. So you can also hit us up on Instagram at Abby Eats St. Louis. We're kind of doing a little bit of, we basically want to make sure we don't spoil your appetite for the podcast.
There we go.
If you will. So what we're going to wind up doing is we're going to keep up with these small bites every week because we think that is, like Tax Dude says, the best way to let you know about food-related events. We want to build up the food news segment within this. So we'll still be in your feed every Friday with the small bite. And then those longer form story episodes, ones where we really get to know a certain topic, you know, whether it was something like the barbecue, the farm to table.
Veggies this week
and how to eat your veggies and be fancy about it. We want to make sure that we are devoting the appropriate amount of time to doing those. So those will be bi-weekly.
Yep.
So small bite weekly, story episode.
Every other week.
And make sure you're subscribed because that way you just get all of them and no worries about that. So speaking of the story episode, this week it was all about eating your veggies. Did you do that as a kid, Dori?
No. And honestly, just this week my mom was saying, just off topic, out of nowhere, she's like, the only way I could get you to eat your veggies when you were little was to make ranch dip and you dip your broccoli in there.
Ooh, yeah. I was kind of the same way, except for, as I mentioned in the podcast, I did a lot of just like swallowing it and trying not to taste it, but
kind of holding your breath.
Yeah. When did you feel like you really started to be accepting of vegetables?
You know, I kind of want to say just in the past couple of years, I've really expanded into Brussels sprouts and zucchini. So honestly, fully accepting and embracing just the past couple of years.
And honestly, that's okay, because one of the things that we learned from Tara and Michael Galina, the power couple, I think it's fair to say, behind Vicia, one of the restaurants we visited for that episode, is Tara said she didn't even really like vegetables herself until she was in her 20s. And now she's making a living off running a restaurant that is so vegetable-centric. So it's kind of cool to see.
It's okay, yeah.
Your taste can
You'll come
evolve.
Into your own, right.
Exactly. I think that the cool thing about that episode, too, was that there's this idea that you can use all sorts of different parts of the vegetable. I mean, remember when we had Kay Quinn in here and she was talking all about rutabagas?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And just how to use things in a different way. And I like that concept of not wasting things.
Right.
Exactly. Do you have any go-to, like, veggie-related recipes now?
Not really. I do love a good asparagus with bacon.
Oh, yeah.
It's not totally, you know, vegetarian, but throw some bacon with asparagus on the grill. perfect. Yeah.
I'm coming around to bacon. It's funny because I used to kind of be anti-bacon.
What?
Yeah. And now I'm like, that sounds really good. Yeah. I love cooked carrots. Like if I throw something in the slow cooker, really? No matter what it is, I just throw some carrots in there too. And I just love when they get, I think they're so good.
See, I don't like the mushy.
Really? Mm-mm. That's very dividing. So, okay, yeah. So do you prefer your vegetables in general?
I like
fresher.
Them grilled or in the oven. Yeah. Crispier.
Yeah. I think I like some. There's some vegetables that I still can't really do. Broccoli.
Oh, really?
It's sad. I like a broccoli casserole if it has a lot of cheese in it. Mm-hmm. But that's pretty much
always
it.
Always a bonus. Yep.
Exactly. But I thought it was also cool how they were talking about how they were concerned about their daughter, Olivia, maybe not eating her vegetables so much when she gets a little older. So I don't know if you guys have any tips for how you make vegetables more palatable or different ways you prepare them.
For those picky eaters. Yep.
If you have to wrap them in bacon, this is a safe space. That is
okay.
All right. So in food news this week, unfortunately, we have to start with some bad news, actually. Dory, we're talking about a couple of closings here.
A couple of closings that have really hit the South St. Louis area hard. Southtown Pub suddenly closed this week. The owners posted on Facebook, "We were proud to be part of and have a positive impact on our community, but in that endeavor, we took on too much debt." They were trying to expand down the block. I guess it just ended up being a little bit too much for them.
Yeah, which is sad because they've been in South City for more than 25 years, a great place to have a party. I know my stepmom's retirement party was there. We did karaoke, always had some good barbecue and sandwiches and stuff like that. But I hope that that's a good space. So let's hope that something new.
Yeah, that's a popular area right over there.
Exactly. And it once again shows that just because a place is busy and has a lot of customers going on, it doesn't necessarily mean that it is going to stay open. So just a reminder, though, that whatever you can do to support your local restaurants and bars and things like that, just go do it.
One other closure this week, Well Spent Brewing Company suddenly closed on Tuesday. And sort of a similar story, that owner also said they just took on too much debt trying to make the project what they wanted it to be.
Yeah, and it's a competitive space, too, breweries in St. Louis. That one hasn't been around for as long. It opened spring of last year in Midtown. But it's sad. Pour one out for Well Spent. Or you know what? Keep your well-spent drinks for as long as you can. And let's hope that they come back in some iteration and the brewers there and the people who made it so great are able to contribute to some of our other great breweries around here.
Yeah.
And speaking of great, I want some good news now. So let's serve some of that up. Huh?
Okay. So if you're inspired by our veggies episode this week, you'll want to try out Utah Station. So we're recording this on Thursday. It just opened today in Benton Park. And the cool thing about this, it's inside an old historic service station building that's been there
so
since the
cool.
1930s. It looks so neat.
I love that. And, you know, one of the things about using some of the beautiful architecture in St. Louis and having that play a part in it, I love seeing it come to life with something unique like a vegan place and seeing the pictures. It doesn't look vegan.
Yeah, it looks super tasty.
Yes.
And if you're kind of new to veggies or wanting to explore a little bit, they have some like fried options. So that'll get anybody eating their veggies, right?
Exactly. If there's one thing you took away from this week's episode about vegetables is that you don't have to feel like you're eating grass when you're eating them. And I feel like Utah Station is going
to
be.
It's on Utah Street.
Exactly. That makes a lot of sense. Utah Station is going to be a good place to stop. And speaking of stations, here's another place to maybe stop.
Ooh, Union Station. There is so much going on down there right now.
I love seeing that Ferris wheel.
Oh, I do too every time.
It's not even a Ferris wheel. It's an observation wheel. There's a big difference. This thing is huge.
Yes. So we've got something opening up down there to go along with the aquarium that's going. So say you're spending your day at the aquarium, you're hungry, you're thirsty after that, head to the soda fountain. It's like an old-timey retro restaurant that's going on there.
Very cool.
They're going to have some classic diner options. But really the thing that everybody's talking about there are the freak shakes. And I'm not making that up. Those are their words, not mine. They're called freak shakes because they have all of these crazy toppings on them, like a slice of cake, a slice of pie, a whole cupcake, even potato chips on one of them.
Not the type of thing you want to look at the calorie count for, I'm sure. But the goal would be to do a lot of crazy fun activities downtown, go to the aquarium and run around and go up that observation wheel and see a whole new view of the city.
Yep.
And then fill yourself up. So maybe it's going to be exactly what you need. It's a big old freak shake.
There you go. Yeah.
And I know that Allie Corey got to stop by there today, and she had good reviews.
She did.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so jealous. Okay.
Yeah, so look for more on that.
We're going to have to try that out.
Exactly. Exactly. So speaking of trying things, I want y'all to try and top Dory's best thing she's had to eat recently.
Oh, my gosh. So this isn't just the best thing I had this week. It was actually a couple weeks ago. It might be the best thing I've ever had in my entire life.
I love it.
Oh, St. Louis, get ready. So remember a couple weeks ago, the Stanley Cup was back in town.
I think I may remember, hearing about it here and there.
I got to do one of the most St. Louis things in St. Louis history. I got to eat a toasted ravioli out of the Stanley Cup. It was down at Charlie Gito's. I saw on Twitter, shout out to the STL Stanley Cup tracker.
Yes, big shout out to them. That's whoever runs that account is awesome.
Thank you, because yes. I got to have the experience of my life. I saw that the Stanley Cup was down at Charlie Gito's. My apartment complex is just a couple blocks away. So I said, all right, we got to go. We got to check it out. Let's just see if we can get in. We walked right in. There was Pat Maroon. He was there with Layla. She was there too. He introduced her. We got to see the whole introduction of Layla there. It was so cool, so inspiring. And then once she was done eating her toasted ravioli out of the cup, I just walked right up and the keeper of the cup was there. He waved at me. I handed him my phone and he took pictures of us.
And it's a great picture.
It's
too.
It's great.
I love it.
It's like this glory moment of eating a toasted ravioli out of the Stanley Cup.
We literally just talked about this before we recorded this, and I'm still excited for you. It's the coolest thing. I love it.
Still can't believe it happened. It was so neat.
Right.
So thank you to Pat Maroon for bringing that to St. Louis and for doing the most St. Louis thing you could ever do with the Stanley Cup.
I mean, just so awesome. Pat Maroon's awesome.
Yep.
And this whole thing is awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. I won it too.
Exactly. You won a very cool food experience. So mine is decidedly less cool, but it was nice. I ordered Chinese food for delivery, which I literally don't remember the last time I did that. And my sister, who's recently moved in with me, and we're getting closer all the time, so it's nice having her as a roommate.
Good experiences. That's good.
Exactly. I'm learning, it's been good. But the other night, we were just sitting on the couch watching a movie and decided we were going to order Chinese food. So I got on Grubhub, a place called New China on South Kings Highway that delivers to the Central West End, delivered to me with no delivery fee, some of the fastest delivery I've ever gotten.
That's key.
Exactly. Yeah. And it was delicious, and the prices were really reasonable. I was just craving some steamed pot stickers, and they served them up to me, and it was very satisfying. And it was just a nice little night in.
Very good.
It was good. Sometimes you need that. Sometimes you have Dory-type experiences, and sometimes you have mine.
Yours was a little bit more personal, emotional.
I don't know. Yours was pretty dope. So hopefully, though, you are getting out and not sitting on the couch ordering Chinese food this weekend, because there's a lot of stuff going on this weekend. Dory, what would you recommend for the weekend planner for Friday?
For Friday, I say check out the Food Truck Friday event. It's in Tower Grove Park. Goes from 4 to 8 p.m. Went there a couple months ago, and it was great. There were so many people, so many food options. We ended up getting Buzz's Hawaiian Grill, which, Abby, I know you've shouted them out on the podcast before. Unfortunately, they're not going to be there this week, but a couple other suggestions, some of my favorites. Gorilla Street Food, awesome. K-Bop, Clementine's, who we've mentioned on the podcast, talked with them a couple
weeks ago. Oh, just mention them a
little bit. Yeah, just a little bit. Same with Narwhals. They're going to be there, too, so if you want to check them out. And then also Four Hands. I want to drop that one in because it's a little teaser of something that's to come.
Absolutely. We're working on a pretty cool episode of that.
Yeah.
It's popping, if you will. I got to get that out of my system before I have to write that episode.
Oh, my gosh.
Tomorrow, we're recording this on Thursday. You're listening to this on Friday, August 9th, 2019, which also happens to be 5 years. It will have marked 5 years since the shooting death of Michael Brown in Ferguson. And obviously, everything that happened afterward really changed a lot of things for a lot of people in that community. And that community is now using this, I don't want to say anniversary, but this 5-year mark to try to come together. So if you're looking for something to do up in North County on Friday, from 1 to 6 p.m., they're having a community day. And that's going to be at the parking lot at 9421 West Florissant Road. They're going to have all sorts of stuff. I mean, it's a very family-friendly event. They have a kids' corner. They're going to have caramel cakes by Crystal, which I've never had before, but I can't imagine a bad caramel cake. And then, obviously, all the different food stands. And it's going to be a nice way to get together with the community and see how the community is choosing to move forward together, and also honor the memory of a teenager who was killed, and also see what needs to be done, what has been done in the community.
Get out there and show your support for Ferguson.
It's a community.
Yes. That we're all there for that community.
They're a lot more than what happened to them 5 years ago. And I think this is an event that's celebrating that. And that's happening this weekend. Saturday. Dora, what are you looking at on Saturday?
Saturday, we've got Eckerd's cooking class. It's a kids' cooking class. It goes from 1:30 to 3:30. Now, this is specially for back to school. So
Great idea.
Heads up on this one. They're going to teach some ways to make some easy snacks, some things that they can do for breakfast and lunch, some easy packable things there. And then also, of course, you can go pick your own produce. So good family day there.
Yeah, I think that it's always cool to see Eckerd's is always doing cool
stuff. Fun things, yeah.
Exactly.
Hey, I could take this kids' cooking class. I could use some lessons on packing my
Who
lunch.
Who doesn't need to learn how to make snacks, right?
Right.
So if you're looking to maybe get outside, listen to some music, maybe some grub, maybe some groove, I know exactly the event for you, and that is Grub and Groove at Francis Park on Saturday. They're going to have, obviously, live music. It's a cool festival atmosphere in a lot of ways. I mean, if you loved Lou Fest for how it brought together food and music, then this is the perfect thing for
Sounds
you.
Sounds great, yeah.
I mean, you can have anything from Salt and Smoke to Ice's Plain and Fancy. They're going to have Mission Taco, Adam's Smokehouse, Pretzel Boys, High Point Drive-In. I mean,
there's nothing bad in everything you just listed.
Exactly.
All of those are
you
great.
You could spend your entire time there. I mean, the feature drink is from Trops, from Tropical Liqueurs.
Hello.
That would be pretty awesome.
Yes.
And so that's all happening. That all kicks off at Francis Park again at 2 o'clock and goes to about 9:30. It's completely free. They've been doing it for about 8 years. And I want to give a little bit of a shout out to a friend's band. Robot Plus Bike is one of the early
bands. Oh, I saw
bands.
Them on there. Yeah.
Yeah, one of the early bands. They're very family friendly, but they're fun.
Cool.
They're fun. You want to listen to them. So Sunday up at Pier Marquette, they're having something kind of, you're just the farm girl this week.
Oh my gosh. So now we've got the Peach Festival.
Yeah, up in Grafton.
And one of my things with peaches, I don't like peach flavored things, but I love fresh peaches. So this is definitely right up my alley. They're going to have music. It's a whole family thing. You can go there, but also make sure you check out their famous fried chicken, which I haven't had, but you have.
Yeah, you got to if you're going to go up to Pier Marquette. I mean, and it's a good thing to go up and support the areas that have been hit by all this flooding this year.
True.
You know, just go up there and
show them your support. Yeah,
exactly. Especially a great time of year to do that. And speaking of support, if you want to support a business that's opened in the Central West End relatively recently, the Updown, you may have heard about them a little bit in the news. They've had some back and forth with their liquor license situation. They opened up in the Central West End near Euclid and McPherson. And basically, they're an arcade bar. It's important for them, they've said, to open up to families because there was a concern from people in the neighborhood that it was going to not exactly match their vibe.
It's,
I think, a good way of putting it. They were afraid that it was going to be a little bit more bar than they wanted it to be.
A little bit too raucous.
Exactly. So they're doing things. They're having family days, actually. So it's a regular thing. They're having their next one on Sunday. And that's where, you know, kids, as long as they're with somebody over the age of 21, can come and play the arcade games. And it's a great opportunity to introduce kids to some of these maybe classic arcade games they might not have experienced before. And you know what? If that sounds like a stressful thing and you know it's not like Chuck E. Cheese, there's still a full bar.
There
Don't you worry. You can go and stop by that in the Central West End. So, yeah, speaking of drinks, and speaking of what Dory mentioned earlier, we're working on a good episode for you guys related to some homegrown cocktails that we think you could wind up seeing across the country eventually.
Ooh, yes.
So we're working on that story episode, but once again, just as a reminder, that's not coming out this upcoming week, but it's going to be out the week after, because we're playing with the format a little bit. But again, as we continue to tweak and grow and make Abby Eats St. Louis the best thing that we possibly can, we love hearing from you guys. So please review, comment on our Instagram, send us a DM, and let us know what you like and don't like, what kind of food news you want to hear about, what kind of food stories you want to hear about. And we're loving working on it, so we really appreciate you guys talking to us.
Yeah, love it.
Well, for producer Dory Olmos, I'm Abby Larico. We'll see you guys next week. But until then, seize the plate.